Reish Ruchalik Beis, Reish Lamed Tes, the second Vad. Neuchachnu Lirois, what we've seen as a result of doing the first exercise, Ki Yameinu Zeroim Kpeidois Ktanois Al Kol Tzad, that our days are just studded with small annoyances with every step throughout the day. V'gam Samnu Lev Ki Kpeidois Elu Mar Ilois Es Yechasenu Bnei Adam. By paying attention to this, being aware and alert to the subject, we notice that these annoyances poison our relationships with people. It accustoms us to take the position that we are always right and other people are always wrong. We're talking about small annoyances, small things. So the exercise is to practice crumbling them immediately, until no impression of them is left in our hearts. V'nafil machshavteinu miyad, immediately to use our thought analysis, and this goes back to the examples that the author gave for small types of annoyances in the first vine, just above in the beginning of the page. Why did he push in front of the queue, in front of me, into the bus? That's a typical example for Eretz Yisrael. He pushed ahead in the queue. Okay, it's a person who has a difficult life. He's having a hard day. He wants to spend a few minutes in peace on the bus. Why did that person take my regular seat? Presumably he forgot, or he doesn't know that this is my seat. Oy shechashav ki lo avo ayom, he thought I wasn't coming, ki hari ichati, I was late. Lama lo ana li pakid ze be'adivus, why did this teller not answer me politely? Misken hu, bevadai ha'isa lo ktata besech be'isoyim ha'menel sheloi, perhaps he had a quarrel in his home or with his supervisor, v'ula yesh lo deago shel panasa, perhaps he's worried about panasa, v'lo yashan balayla, perhaps he didn't sleep well at night. When we hear a sharp comment, perhaps an insult, something insulting like that from a peer, maybe he's right. Perhaps I deserved that sharp comment. Perhaps there was a tinge of truth in his comment. This is a subtle exercise. But through this exercise, we practically learn something about Ahavas Abriyois. Anu misraglim b'mabat toiv, uvrachmanus v'selchanus abnei adam. We accustom ourselves to have a positive outlook and a forgiving attitude towards people. Like we said, these type of annoyances are things that we trample underfoot. But we know full well, specifically these small things, that's what determine a person's din, for good or the opposite. Va'ad shelishi. What should a person do when he was really insulted or somebody hurt him? And here one can't use what he said above, perhaps this, perhaps that. Now hereby, there's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him, which is tochacha. I made a note for myself to look at the first volume, the Reish Ein Zayin. At any rate, the Rambam writes in Lechoiz De'ois in the sixth perek, Keshe yechita ish le'ish, when a person sins against another, lo yistemenu ve'ishtok, we should not hate him and keep quiet, k'mo she'nemar b'reshaim, as it says about reshaim, the pasuk says about Avshalom, ve'lo yidiber Avshalom es amnoin me'uma, Avshalom did not speak to Amnon at all, le'meira ve'atoiv, nothing whatsoever, ki sonei Avshalom es amnoin, he hated him. So the Rambam says, not like that. Ela mitzvah alav lehoidioi. It's a mitzvah to inform him. Velo imar loy. Lama asisa likach vechach. Why did you do such and such? Velama chatasa libidava ploni. Why did you hurt me in such a way? Shenema, the source of it is the pasuk hoicheach toicheach es amisecho. If that person indeed asks for forgiveness, it's necessary to forgive. One should not be cruel in this and withhold forgiveness. Avraham davened for Avimelech, even though Avimelech had previously abducted his wife. And in the same perek, alachates, mi shechata alav chaveroi, velo yiratza lo yichichoi. Somebody who is harmed by another, and he doesn't wish to rebuke him, velo yidaber lo yiklum, and not to speak to him, mipnei shaya choyte hedyot b'yisel. Because the choyte was hedyot b'yoter, we'll see later on that the author explains what this means, when this applies. It's really a foolish oisha asad atoim eshubeshes. He just won't understand. Umachaloi beliboye, and the person forgives him in his heart. Veloi setamo, he doesn't. There's no enmity anymore. Veloi chichoi, harezu midas chasidus. That goes beyond what the Torah requires. It's midas chasidus. Lo ikpida Torah el alam asteima, says the Rambam. What the Torah is makpidon is the enmity. So if the person doesn't want to rebuke for whatever reasons, it's not going to work or whatever, but he does remove the enmity from his heart, so that's midas chasidus. Says the author, hamasteima zoi ha'akpada, that enmity, that's what the Torah is makpidon. V'chanu ba'im l'isu sheba min ha'tira. Here we come to the prohibition. Miyad keshechaveroi chata negdoi chayavu lo yichichoi. Immediately when the person sins against him, he's obligated to rebuke him. V'im lo yichichoi, if he doesn't, and he doesn't forgive him in his heart, who over loisisna is over on the aver of loisisna. Sharei kach kasu, the pasuk in Kedoshim, loisisna es achicha bilvovecha, do not hate him, hoicheach tuch yechas amisecha, rebuke him veloisis alav chit. Now, tzuras atichacha, the form, we translate this word tichacha as rebuke. I'm not convinced that that's a correct translation. We do that out of lack of alternative. But here the author points out clearly that the form of Techachai is berur ha-devarim. It means to clarify the matters. V'chach kosav Rashi. Rashi writes this in a few places, in fact. But this is clear. Ulshein Techachas bechol makoim berur dvarim. Everywhere, this root implies clarification. Rashi says it on the pasuk of Eskol v'nochachas that Avimelech says in the context of Sarah after he releases her. It's clarification. Hare tzarich levarer lechoyte ma'asa shelo kohagen. One has to clarify to the choyte what he did, which was improper. Loi kalahi mitzvah steichacha. It is not an easy mitzvah. Velarev ma'adif hanifga lishtoik. Veloi lochich hasachote negdei. In the majority of cases, the hurt party prefers to just keep quiet and not to be mochiach lechoyte. Af shakpede shelo yichazaka. Even though he is very annoyed, once again, we're saying that is what the Torah is makbi about, that particular enmity. Lama ein rotze leuchich? Why don't we wish to say something? Shetei siboyes ladavar. There are two reasons. Achas shein rotze la'arois la'achoyte shu nifga ulaktin atzmo lefanav. One, he doesn't want to show that he was actually insulted or hurt and thereby diminish his own stature in front of the other person, to admit that what the other person said or did, in fact, diminished me. He prefers to give the impression that he's above such an insult, as if it just water off a duck's back. Secondly, the person doesn't want that the injuring party should apologize, and he, the injured party, will have to forgive. What he prefers is that the other person should remain culpable forever. He says in brackets, "Kim dumani sheshamati tam sheni zeh b'shem Hagoyim Rabbi Yitzchak Peter Bogen." He says, "I think I heard the second reason in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer." Im kachu, and if that is really operative, the second reason, it's mamash rishus, not to rebuke. Milvad bitul mitzvah techacha ve'avera lo yisisna. Besides the actual negation of the mitzvah of rebuking the avera of lo yisisna. Hein chayavim anachnu listamed b'techacha. We have to, we are obligated to practice techacha. order to practice this, to exercise, יש לנו במשך תקופה שהתלמדות לחפש כל יום איזו עילה לתוכך או להכריח. Now this is very difficult. In order to do this over a period of time, one has to seek out every day some reason for, again, תוכך, not necessarily rebuke, but some for clarification. ויהיה זה בדבר קטן, something small. כגון שאלה לקח בבית המדרש ספר ולא יחזרו למקומו. We have dozens and dozens of opportunities, unfortunately, בימינו. The person took a safer and didn't return it. Well, this happens all the time. ואני הייתי צריך לחפש את זה, I had to waste my time looking for the safer. That's an opportunity for תוכך. אוי, הלאה היה בתור אחריי ודחף עצמו לפניי. He was behind me in the queue and pushed his way to the front. וכמובן, לא תהיה התוכחה בשצף קצף. The תוכחה we're talking about is not a roaring volcano, an eruption of volcanic eruption, אלא דברי הערה קצרים. Just a short, brief comment וברוח טובה והערה ספנים. With a good spirit and הערה ספנים. ונסלמד בזה עד שנמצא דרך של תוכחה. ולא יקשה עלינו אוי לאחר. We have to practice this until we find a path in this and it is no longer so extremely difficult to do. ועד רביעי, קשה הוא להוכיח, it is really difficult, קשה כפליים הוא למחול, it's doubly difficult to forgive. מי שלא עקר מליבוי לגמרי סקפדה והתינה, somebody who hasn't utterly uprooted from his heart the enmity, אסור לו לומר בפה, מחול לך, מחול לך. He is forbidden to say, I forgive you, כי זוהי גנבס דעס, it's another aver of גנבס דעס, you're misleading the other person. ואם מישהו מבקש סליחה בערב יום הכיפורים, if somebody asks for forgiveness ערב יום כיפור, ומאחלים לו בפה אך לא בלב, and one forgives him as a lip service, but it's not in the heart, גוזלים לו את כפרת יום הכיפורים שלו. He is thereby denied his כפרת יום כיפור. As we know, the Mishnah, יום הרי עבירוי שבן אדם לחברוי, אין יום הכיפורים מכפר עד שירצה את חברוי. ואם חברוי אומר שמוכל לו אך, בליבוי נשאר סקפדה. If the friend says, yes, I forgive you, but in his heart, the קפדה remains, הלא אינו מרצה עושה יוסר, that injuring party will not take any more effort to try and resolve the matter. כי הוא סומך על מחילסו, he has been forgiven. אך מחילסו אינה מחילה, it's not real, it's still in the heart. והריצוי אינו ריצוי, ויום הכיפורים אינו מחפר. It's a situation where the person lost out. ומה מגוחך הוא, how ridiculous it is, שבערב יום הכיפורים אומרים לכל מבקש אני מוחל לך. Anyone who turns to us, forgive you. מבלי לחשוב כלל על הקירס הקפדס. Thinking בכלל of removing that accumulated impression in the heart. אין לשחק עם מחילה. One should not play around with forgiveness. מעשה בהגאון הצדיק ובעילה לופיאן, the famous מוסר פרסונליטי, שבא אדם לפניו וביקש מחילסו על שדיבר עליו של הקורגין. A person came to him and asked for forgiveness for having spoken about him improperly. הגרל הכריחו לספר לו בדיוק מה אמר עליו. He forced him to tell him exactly what he said about him. ואחרי ששמע את דבריו, and after he heard what had been said about him, he responded, אכן דבר קשה הוא, this is difficult, ואינני יודע אם אוכל למחול לך, I don't know if I can forgive you. אבל תחזור אליי בעוד שבועיים, come back to me in 2 weeks time, ועד אז אלמד הרבה מוסר על זה. Until then, I will learn a lot of מוסר. אולי אצליח למחול לך בלב שלם. Perhaps I will be able to forgive you with a full heart. הלא הזדעזע לשם הדברים. That person was shaken, was shocked by hearing this, כי לא יתאר לעצמו שמחילה היא דבר כוי קשה ומסובך. He never imagined that מחילה is so difficult and so complicated, והלך לו בפחי נפש. He left distraught. בעוד שבועיים חזר לגן, so a fortnight later, he returned to Rav Eliyahu Lopian, ואז קיבל פניו בשמחה, who received him with joy, וביסלו and told him, ברוך השם, למדתי הרבה מוסר, I learned much, והצלחתי לפעול אצל עצמי למחול לך בלב שלם. I managed to change myself and to bring myself to forgive you with a full heart. והנני מוחל לך במחילה גמורה, I hereby forgive you completely. זהו מעשה רב. This is an act, a precedent to learn from. המלמדנו כמחילה אמיתית אבוידה היא. It teaches us that true מחילה is an אבוידה. ואסור למחול בפה. One is not permitted to merely mouth the words עד שיקרים מסקפדה מן הלב. Until one uproots הקפדה from the heart עד שלא יזכרו עיסה אוי לעולם. Until it doesn't, it's not relevant further on. Hagalu pian amar pam al atzmo, in brackets, he once said about himself, ki me'olam lo ikpid al mishu, he was never makpid on anyone. Ve'af al pichen lo imachal la'ish ahu miyad. Nonetheless, he did not forgive that other person immediately. Ki ba'al musa gadol zeh haya ish emes. This great ba'al musa was first and foremost ish emes. Umchila amitis ha'isayetz lo avidat tamah. For him, true mechila was an avidah. Harei al mechila amitis tzerichim la'avoid. For true forgiveness, one has to work. Ha'avoidai limchois kol reishim shel kpeda min alev. The avoidah is to wipe away, to erase any impression of annoyance from the heart, kach shelo yizkiru et le'olam es pgi'as ha'ish hazeh, so that one doesn't remember ever again the fact that this person did something. Kedei le'agia lazeh, to reach this, ein hispayesh milevakesh zman me'mevakesh mechila ad shimchilu belev shelem. One should not be embarrassed to ask time in order to reach, like in that incident above. Mi shenichshal b'mechila milulis, furthermore, somebody who stumbled in forgiving superficially, just saying it, tzarich lizvadeis alei b'yom ha'kippurim, shechata b'mechila spe. It's part of the video then, that he was choyte in just giving a mechila nili willi, kemo shemizvadim al vidui pe, just like we make a vidui for making a vidui that was devoid of meaning. It's difficult to exercise this. We can't plan when somebody's going to ask us for forgiveness. It doesn't happen all that often. The Rambam we started off in the previous vad. It's the second paragraph on the previous page. That Rambam. He mentions a form of mechila mibli shechote mevakesh mechila, without being asked for mechila. Vehu shachote hediot b'yoseh. The Rambam said that there is either hediot b'yoseh or ish'asa da'atoi meshubeshes. Those are the two criteria. So here the author explains, what is this shachote hediot b'yoseh? Kloma shelo yavin klal al ma'ikpadnu. He won't understand why we were annoyed by that. And the Rambam said, in that situation, if you forgive him in your heart and don't keep the enmity, it's midas chasidus. Ma'asim ka'elu kurim b'cholim. That happens every day. Especially in the small annoyances that we mentioned in the first vad. Here there is room to practice forgiving without being approached, without saying anything. Just to remove the enmity from the heart. To the point where a person decides in his heart, I've forgiven him. It's no longer relevant. הדרך בזה היא כפי שנסבר בוועד השני בעיני שחיקת הכבד. It's like we explained in the second ועד, in terms of, there we called it the crumbling, we called it the לשחיק, to completely erase it and to file it away. אבל כאן הכוונה היא להגיע למחילה מוחלטת. Here the intention is to reach total מחילה. ועד חמישי. מהדברים המרגיזים את האדם ביועסהו. One of the things that most drive us mad, when we hear that people spoke about me, all sorts of criticisms and things like that. It just irks us. How dare they to present him in such a negative light? Rabbeinu Agoin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zichu Yagin Alenu, Lim Danu Achres, he taught us otherwise. Who himlitz al kegon zeh pasuk? He applied to this situation the following pasuk: Bakomim olai mereim tishman oznai. Vechachoma. He explained as follows: Kasher komim olai mereim. When there arise against me mereim, veim anashim ha'idom olai lignai. People speak against me. People who criticize me. Tishman oznai. Let my ears hear. Aazin heitev. I'll listen well. Ki baze uchal lilmod leakir etzmi. I can learn to know myself. בוודאי יש כאן ביקורס אמיתיס, there is true criticism over here. החויספס חולשסי באיזו מידה, that exposes my weakness in some מידה, שעדיין לא עמדתי עליה, that I myself have not yet ascertained. ומהם אלמד מה עליי לתקן, and from these people who are criticizing me, I can learn what it is that I have to repair. And there's a reference here, דאס חוכמה מוסר חלק בייס, מאמר מם בייס. זהו סימן הכר לבעל מוסר אמיתי. This is a sign, a true sign of a Baal Musar. Harreitze תמיד להכיר עצמו יוסר כדי לתקן עצמו יוסר. He always strives for better self-knowledge in order to improve himself all the time. ואפילו משונאים בנפש, even from those who really hate him, הוא מוכן לשמוע דברי ביקורת, he's prepared to hear criticism, והוא ישמח על זה, and in fact, to be happy with it. הוא לא יסרגז וגם לא ישבר מביקורת. He's not going to lose his cool, he's not going to be broken by criticism, עד כמה שתהיה חריפה, no matter how sharp it is, ויבחן את עצמו יותר, and he will examine himself well, אם אין קורטוב של אמס בדברי הביקורת שלהם. Perhaps there's a tinge of truth, an iota of truth, in the words of criticism. זוהי הגישה המפוכחת אל עצמו שעליה דיברנו במערכת לימוד המוסר. This is the sober approach towards oneself that we mentioned in the מערכת לימוד המוסר. גם בעניין זה קשה להסלמד. Here too, it's difficult to formulate a formal exercise. מעין הזדמנות תחופה לשמוע בקמים על המראים, because we don't have frequent opportunities to hear people speaking badly about us. נוכל רק להסכונן לכך. What we can do is prepare for it. שאם תבוא הזדמנות זאת לידינו, if such an opportunity falls into our lap, נשמח על כך כמוצא של הרב. We should rejoice about this. I made a comment to look at חלק א', the first volume, דף קוף מם א'. Onwards to ועד שישי, מה יעשה אדם שלא יגיע כלל לידי הקפדה? What should a person do not to get to annoyance? It shouldn't even start me off. הלוי זה שכל ימיו מלאים הקפדות, the person whose life is just saturated with annoyance here and there, חייו אינם חיים, his life isn't a life. איך יחלץ מזה? How is he to extricate himself from this? מידה אחת ישנה, there is one מידה, מי שנכון בה אינו קפדן, a person who has this מידה is not a קפדן, he will naturally not come to קפדנוס. מידה זו היא בדיחוס הדעס, it's termed in our literature, בדיחוס הדעס, הניקס בפי העולם הומור. People refer to it as humor, a sense of humor. זוהי מידה שיש בה חמלה על קשיים, it's a מידה that encompasses compassion for people with a difficult life, סלחנוס לחלושי הדעס, forgiveness towards those who are not particularly bright, עין חדה לחולשי בני אדם, a sharp eye for the weaknesses of people, אך מבלי לזלזל בערכם, but without treating them lightly. He's alus me'al le'matzavim mevichim, the ability to rise above embarrassing situations. Riyas ha'oir besoch ha'shila, the ability to see light within the negative, ve'ashila besoch ha'oir, and the negative within the light. Kasha ha'pikchus ve'avak u'chose bazoi, in a situation where smartness and love are bound together. That's what this midah encompasses. Both smart and love. רוח תיבה נסוחה על אדם שיש בדיחוס הדעס. It's a good spirit upon a person with a sense of humor. האם ניתן ללמוד בדיחוס הדעס? Can this be learned? Because otherwise, there wouldn't be much point in this. נראה שכן. It seems that yes, to some extent. כאשר לומדים מוסר על הדרך הנכונה. When one learns מוסר in the correct approach, היינו שמסחילים במוסר חיובי, like we learned earlier, to begin with positive מוסר, עד שמסתמדים להכיר מעלויס, to the point where we learn to recognize our achievements, our innate qualities, ורק אחר כך לומדים את המוסר הביקורתי. And only afterwards to learn critical מוסר. כפי שנסבר במערכת לימוד המוסר, as we explained above, somebody who learns like this, אין ספק שיגיע לבדיחוס הדעס הזאת. There's no doubt that a person will reach this. ויש עניינים שחייבים להשתמש בהם בבדיחוס הדעס. There's some עניינים where it's obligatory to use this. כי הד השבס לפלמד עמוד בייס, it's a famous גמור, ורשי ימוד לדבר הלכה. צריך לפתוח במילי דבדיחוסה ברישה. One has to start with מילי דבדיחוסה. And the גמור הזה explains, ורבא, the המוירה רבא, מקמי דפוסח לו לרבנון, before he began his שיעור, אומר מילסה דבדיחוסה, ובד חי רבנון. He would say something humorous, and the atmosphere would relax. לסייף יוסיף באינטה, ופוסח בשמטו. Then, everyone would regain composure and be serious, and the shiur would really begin. Rashi says, "Uvadchei rabbanon, the talmidim badchei, niftach liba mechamas asimcha." The heart opens; one's more receptive. Bevadai haimilei divdichusa rechokam meoid mischok v'galus roish chas v'chalila. Certainly, these words of divdichusa, what we're talking about, is very different from levity and inappropriate jokes. Al derech ze matzinu betanis dav chav beis. It's in this vein that we find also Gemara, famous Gemara in Tanis dav chav beis, Rabbi Bereika Chuza hava shchicha b'shuka devei lefet. That's where he lived there, and hava shchicha Eliyahu legabei. And he was familiar with Eliyahu. Eliyahu was commonly with him. Omalei ika b'hai shuka ba'alma de'asa. So Rabbi Bereika Chuza asked Eliyahu, is anyone in this shuk who's a ben oilam haba? V'chule, the Gemara continues. And then, while they were talking, two brothers came along. Eliyahu said to Rav Bereika Chuza, these two are also Bnei Olam Haba. Aza legabaya, Rav Bereika went towards them. Omalu, my oivadach, what do you do? Amru le inshei beduchei anan. We are people with humor. Mevadchinan atzivei. We give those who are melancholy, we cheer them up. Inami, also what we do is kichazin and beitrei de islu tigo. When we see people who've just had a quarrel, tigo ba tarchinan ve'adin lelu shlama. We go to the trouble of making peace between them. Rashi tarchinan b'mile divdichus beinav. Again, we use humor between them to bring peace to that relationship. Certainly, says the author, these brothers did not tell the person who was melancholy or the people in the midst of a quarrel what we today call b'dichois, a joke. Here's a joke, vitzum b'yiddish. That would be what the pasuk calls lo'eg l'arash, just to spread salt on the wound. The person in the midst of a quarrel, it just would have made him even angrier. So this Shmendrik is telling a joke when I'm in the middle of this. What they had is this b'dichus adas, is what we're speaking about above. It brought the person who's melancholy, it brought the quarreling people to see the whole Inyan with a lighter hue. This is a bit more difficult. This Gemara. He had a bad reputation. Rav Yehuda was pondering this dilemma. If I put him in cherem, Rabbanan need him. He was necessary. If I don't put him in cherem, eventually, shamte Rav Yehuda. Eventually, Rav Yehuda put him in cherem. Laseif ichlish Rav Yehuda. So later, Rav Yehuda was ill. Asu Rabbanan leshayulebe. The Rabbanan came to visit him. Ve'asa iunami bade. That other person who was in cherem also came with them. Kad chaziyei Rav Yehuda chiyech. When Rav Yehuda saw him, he smiled. Omale, so that person said to Rav Yehuda, Lo yimistayech deshamtelu gavra el achuch einami chayrmi. It's not enough that you put me in cherem. You mock me. Presumably understood. Rav Yehuda was smiling, was mocking him. Omale, ilav bedidach mechayachna. No, not at all mocking you, not smiling in that sense. Ela dechi azlina lehu alma. It's just that when I go to that world, apparently this was his last illness, when I go to that world, to Olam Haba, bedicha da'atai, my mind is bedicha. The same terminology. My mind is happy in the sense that feel like I'm a kevasach lechanifile, that even to a person like you, I wasn't flattering. As I said, not an easy Gemara. At any rate, b'dichus hadas, we see over here, and this is the point of the author, that this midah of b'dichus hadas, oimedes la'adam afilu b'zibulu b'saisa, it stands by the person even at the last moment, like we see with Rav Yehuda on his deathbed. He said, this, I was pleased that as I go to Olam Haba, b'dicha da'atai, my mind is in that sense. Says the author finally, yesh lenasos lislamed b'humor. A person has to try to practice this. First, one has to understand, well, what is it that we speak about? What is this concept really? To reflect on this regularly for a long period of time. Perhaps while learning Musar, until the Mida is clear to us in front of our eyes, we understand what it means. Then one has to practice, trying to find in one's day-to-day life all sorts of opportunities to respond with this type of gentle humor. Hatzlacha b'ze, success in this area, ha'isama ashira me'oid eschenu, will very much enrich our lives. Hen bifnimius, both inwardly, b'enenu leven atzmeinu, within ourselves, v'hen b'yachasinu b'yosin, also in terms of relationships with other people. Adkan.